guys, and welcome to a new episode of A Better You. I am coming at you guys from an entirely different location, and I am just praying that the audio is going to sound good. First of all, before we get into the little recap of where I've been, where I am, what's happening, what we're talking about, let me tell you, in today's episode, we are going to be talking about getting outside of our comfort zone and not letting our comfort zone ruin our lives. Not only that, but we are going to talk about how to expand our comfort zone and truly just allow ourselves to live our life to its fullest potential, because living inside of our comfort zones is genuinely not benefiting anyone. And if we want to live our dream lives, sometimes we need that little extra push. And this episode might just be your sign and the push that you've been looking for. If you haven't already followed the podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, all of the streaming platforms, make sure you do that already. Make sure to give it a rate. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe, give it a like, leave a comment. I read all my comments and all my messages, and I love to get in touch with you guys. So let's get into the episode. You guys, I am currently in LA as I film this episode. I told you guys last week, and I gave you the little, or maybe I told you 2 weeks ago, but I gave you the little update that I was going to be living in LA for the month, and I'm here now. I've actually never filmed my podcast in a new location, and I'm filming this in the place that we're staying. So if you're watching on YouTube, you kind of get a little sneak peek of what the place is looking like, because you can actually see on camera. And let me just say, I absolutely love where we're staying. I think it is so cute. Obviously, cannot give too many details away, but it is adorable and it's making me want to live here. If you know, you know. I've said it in a few YouTube videos, or I've probably said it on the podcast before, but I think at the moment, my dream place to live is somewhere that has very bright lighting, somewhere with a lot of windows, somewhere with maybe light brown flooring, and it overall just makes me look very warm and like saturated, because my apartment is very, it's giving blue vibes. It's got like a blue tint, which might just be Vancouver's blue tint, but anyways, this place is kind of like my dream place, dream neighborhood, all of the above, so I'm absolutely loving being here. I've already been here for a week, and I just want to tell you guys a little bit. I want to tell you some things. I know some of you guys love when I give a little bit of an update at the beginning, and others are like, we literally don't care, we just want to see the episode. So if you're one of those people, definitely skip like 5 minutes and I'll start talking about the topic of the episode. But if you're here for me, which I love you if you are, let me give you a little recap of the last few days. For one, I'm staying with Trinity and Brody, and Kaylee was here. She's another Canadian influencer, and I've had so much fun staying with them. I did film a little collab episode for their podcast, both The Wellness Cafe and Hot Girl Energy. So if you happen to listen to either of those podcasts, definitely listen to their newest episode, because I will be featured on there and it's pretty fun. We talked about like spring trends and spring must-haves and spring bucket list ideas. So those were super fun to film. Other than that, the past few days, I've been doing a lot of shopping and a lot of thrifting. I recently went to the Melrose Trading Post, which is super fun. I have been just exploring Melrose, just shopping, going to vintage shops. It also just so happened that my friend Bella from Australia is here right now, so I got to see her. And I just have a lot of friends here, so I'm excited to see everyone, hang out with everyone. I feel like there's so much anticipation and like buildup and busyness right now, because Coachella is right around the corner. It is literally in 2 weeks, and I feel like it truly is the influencer hotspot. So like everyone's picking out their outfits. There are so many events to attend. There's a lot of gifting suites. There's so much chat about what everyone is wearing, what events people are attending. So like there is just so much buzz on that, and I'm so excited for it. It is in 2 weeks, like I said. So make sure you're following my Instagram and my TikTok, because my friend Mayella is coming from Vancouver to Palm Springs to attend Coachella with me on a brand trip. So like there's just so many exciting things happening right there. The next thing that I wanted to talk about that I did within the first 3 days of being here is my first ever panel. Now you may be wondering what that means, because I honestly didn't even get it at first either when I decided to do this. But basically, being on this panel, I was with both Trinity and Kaylee, and honestly that made it feel a lot better for me, because it wasn't as intimidating. I had my friends with me, and we went up on stage and we did some public speaking, which if you also are subscribed to my YouTube channel by any chance, I made a little 2024 vision board, and on the vision board I had a public speaking images. So that is something to check off the vision board. I have been wanting to public speak for a while, just because I feel like it is a very important skill to have. It is definitely something that's outside of my comfort zone and something that I feel like I should be better at. And also being a podcaster, being in the social media space, being an influencer, all of the above, I feel like you should develop the skill of public speaking. So it was about time that that actually occurred. And basically our panel was on how to grow a successful solo podcast. And it was just advice from top charting wellness podcasters. So that was super fun. Such a great topic. I feel like we have so much to say. And basically we had to practice. And when I tell you we like hardly practice, I'm not kidding. We made our presentation and then kind of just winged it. But our mentality was that our literal job is to talk to the camera and none of it is scripted. So I feel like it's kind of hard to practice doing a panel when at the end of the day, it's going to be like a podcast live edition. So we didn't really practice, which meant I was very nervous. We got to this LA convention center. I got a little badge around my neck. I had to be in full business wear. I honestly felt like I was cosplaying an adult. And then I had to remind myself, Fernanda, you're not cosplaying. You are an adult with an actual job. Like, you're not cosplaying. This is you. So honestly, I had one of those moments where you look in the mirror and you're like, wow, I've aged. I'm a woman. I honestly did feel like a woman. I'm not even gonna lie. I felt powerful in my little panel name tag that said my podcast name. So that was super fun. I felt totally professional and nervous. And those feelings did not go away. Right before we were gonna go on the panel, I needed like a few minutes to just like take a deep breath. And it kind of felt like I was doing a gymnastics competition. I'm not even gonna lie. Like it really did feel like the nerves you get before you have to perform or obviously go on stage. So I guess it is kind of the same vibe. But we went up there and there was a lot of people in the crowd, kind of. Honestly, it was kind of like 50 people, 100. I honestly could not tell you. But there was a lot of people. I feel like a lot of them were like middle-aged too. So we were kind of speaking to an older crowd about how to grow their podcast. And it was only 30 minutes. So it's also not that bad. I feel like if it was longer or if I was alone, it would have been different. But considering that it was 30 minutes and we had a little slideshow with our points, it all went by so smoothly and so fast. I honestly really wish that more of you guys could have came or we could have had a little meetup or like a meet and greet. Or, you know, it could have been more for you guys. But the tickets for this convention, which was like a 3-day podcast thing, was like $400. And that is a lot of money. I feel like there was a lot of industry people there. So that's that. But if for some reason you did come to our panel and you were there and you came to watch me, thank you so much. Because I did have some people that came up to me after the panel just to tell me that they loved my podcast and they were a fan of me. And I even had someone come up to me and tell me that her granddaughter watches my podcast. So if that was you and you're listening to this, thank you. I really appreciate it. That. Being in LA for this month, doing the panel, both of these things, and just in general, what I've been experiencing the past week was what inspired me to make the topic of today's episode. Sometimes whenever I pick the episode title, I'm really debating on what I should talk about. And I like to take from examples happening around me currently. And I feel like it's just the perfect time. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about the consequences of not getting outside of your comfort zone, which is literally just so bad. Like, honestly, reading the consequences that I have here made me want to just reevaluate my life and see if there's anything that I haven't been doing, because the consequences are just actually tragic. Then I want to tell you guys about some ways that I have gotten out of my comfort zone and how they have benefited me, and also what would have happened if I didn't do them. And then I'll give you guys some ways that you can get outside of your comfort zone today, whether that be big ways or little ways that you can just implement day to day. So getting into it, living in your comfort zone refers to staying within familiar and comfortable circumstances where you feel safe, secure, and unchallenged. I really do feel like the key word there is the unchallenged, because feeling secure and safe isn't the end of the world. I think those are great things to be feeling, and it's honestly nice. It is not cortisol inducing. It is nice to feel secure and safe and just steady and stable. And I think sometimes when you go too far into searching for things that are constantly stimulating, that are constantly disrupting your life, that are causing you stress, or when you are just picking up and leaving and creating too much change, I feel like things can get a little bit suspicious there too, honestly. I look at my life and I feel like sometimes I get really bored when things are too safe and too steady and I try to switch things up. And I do think that that has helped me in a number of ways, because obviously I'm getting outside of my comfort zone, but it can cause a little bit of discomfort or anxiety, which is the next thing that I was going to talk about. Staying in your comfort zone and choosing not to do the things that challenge you may happen by avoiding risks and challenges, and they really limit your personal personal growth, your learning, and new experiences. I think it would be a great idea if after this episode or during this episode, you made a little journaling page and asked yourself, what are all the ways that you're staying in your comfort zone and what are ways that you have gotten out of your comfort zone in the past? And really just taking a look at both of those lists and realizing what is holding you back in those things where you are totally in your comfort zone and you can't leave. What is holding you back? Why are you staying there? Has someone placed fear in you? Are you worried about the unknown? Like, what is the reason for you staying in that comfort zone? The reason why I think that taking a look within and realizing if you are creating this resistance for yourself is because staying in your comfort zone can be detrimental to you and your future, as it can literally cause you to have missed opportunities, which is, like I said, painful. I feel like especially in a career like the one that I have, my job involves a lot of me putting myself out there and I have to be in certain places to get opportunities. I often think about my living situation and the fact that I live in Vancouver. If I lived in LA or lived in New York, would I get more opportunities? Would I whatever? And I feel like my way to combat that has been trying to travel as much as I can so I don't miss out these opportunities. But I would be lying if I said that I didn't know that some were being missed by the fact that I live in Vancouver. But that's also not to say that living in Vancouver has been a bad idea whatsoever, because I would not be where I am without that, and I think that is also important to recognize. But there has been so many situations where I do try to put myself out there and I meet people and I create new connections and networks that it almost makes me want to look within and be like, can you imagine if you didn't go out or you didn't go to this event or you didn't travel to this place? Like, all of those opportunities that you just had, can you imagine if you hadn't gone or hadn't put yourself in that position and you had fully missed them? I would be so hard on myself. Not only can you miss opportunities, but it also limits your growth, which we talked briefly about. I really do think that everybody has their own wisdom inside and their own story to tell and their advice to tell, but a lot of it is unlocked by the experiences that you have and what you take from that. So staying in your comfort zone to avoid certain situations or people will overall just limit your ability to have that advice and be able to have that inner knowledge, as you're not pushing yourself past your capacities. The other way that you can be affected by staying your comfort zone is having a little stagnant period. As said earlier, there is nothing wrong with feeling that calm, stable sense, that little safety net. It is not wrong in all situations, but when you stay in that situation for a little bit too long, you don't really feel like you have momentum to move forward. For me, I think when I'm stagnant, when I'm home, when I'm not really exploring new friendships or situations or experiences, it is really hard for me to come up with new ideas just because I'm only with me, myself, and I, my own thoughts, and confined in like the four walls of my apartment. I found online here that another negative effect of staying within your comfort zone is decreased resilience. And they went on to explain that facing and overcoming challenges builds resilience and adaptability. By avoiding discomfort, you may become less equipped to handle adversity when it arises. And honestly, that wasn't something that I had originally thought, but I think that it is so true and something really important to know, because whenever you do have challenges, it really does, like I said earlier, give you the toolboxes to move forward and to handle upcoming situations with more grace or just more experience. And I definitely think that putting myself out there, even in solo traveling, I've become so much more independent and so much more self-reliant that if I hadn't gone through those experiences, I wouldn't necessarily have those skills. So I do think in specific, traveling has made me more adaptable, and those are lessons that I will never regret having. And the last, and I think most obvious reason to not stay in your comfort zone is that it will cause you a lot of regret. I think there's so many videos of like old people literally on their deathbed, and whenever you ask them, like, what do you wish that you did sooner? What do you wish you could tell your younger self? They always tell you the same advice, and that is to just go out, to do things, to live your life, to have those crazy experiences, and to not worry so much about routine and perfection and structure, and to just live your life to the fullest. Because when you're on your deathbed, you're not going to be thinking about if you had that girl morning routine every single day, or woke up at 5 a.m. every single day, or went to bed at 8 p.m. I mean, you probably will feel healthy, but at that point, what you are thinking about is the memories and the lessons that you had learned, the people you had met. And so I feel like if we can gather something from literally all those videos that say the same advice, it is definitely that we do not want to live with regret from not experiencing certain things. And I also think it's important to note that if you feel any sort of regret in this current moment about something in your life, it is not too late to think back to that situation if you can do something about it and say, you know, I didn't get to do this at this point in my life and I'm going to do it now. I think that is something important to tell yourself because there are things that even I wanted to do in my life before that I haven't done. And that doesn't mean that just because it didn't happen at one point that it's never going to happen again or that I shouldn't try for it again. I don't want to grow old and have those regrets of not doing those things that I knew were outside of my comfort zone, but I didn't get around to. I just will have to move those to future dates and still put that in my vision board and know that it's going to happen or that I will make it happen in the future, even if it looks a little bit different than I had initially thought. So overall, those are some reasons why you should not stay in your comfort zone. We do not want to stay stagnant. We do not want to have regret. We do not want to miss opportunities. We do not want to stay enclosed and just be this little out of touch ball that did not get to experience life to the fullest. And instead, we want to feel open, have that open receiving energy, and welcome all the fun experiences into our lives that we can so that we are so happy when we're looking back on our memories. I said I was going to talk about some of the situations where I have gained the most by getting outside of my comfort zone, but most of those situations have happened when I have traveled. Those are some of the situations where I can individually pinpoint and be like, I literally took 10 steps forward after going on those trips. Even little situations that aren't that big of a deal or things that weren't even the best luck, you may think is a con that happened or a negative event in your life, but you did grow from it. And I think that that is the best takeaway in a lot of situations. If you don't see the immediate benefit, it usually was a learning lesson and something that will definitely help you in the future or as like a little toolbox to guide you as you go. I remember when I went to New York for the first time, I was 19, I traveled alone and it literally felt like I was seeing a completely new world. I had never been to the US in a kind of more independent form with my friends, without an adult, without having a strict itinerary, and just being in situations that I had never been before. And it really just opened my eyes to the amount of people that were out there. I just remember thinking when I came back home, how could I be living in this small town when I know that that's happening around me? Like all the people there are experiencing life to the fullest, like how could I just be here? And obviously that's not necessarily the greatest feeling to have because I think you should be grateful for wherever you are and just be present wherever you are. But I do think that it expanded my horizons for what I thought was even possible and the amount of people and situations that I could put myself in. Not only did this happen to me, but I feel like it happened to all my friends whenever they went on their first trip. And that was just seeing how much life there is out there. And it really does take you back when it's that first trip. Not only was traveling really eye-opening, but solo traveling in specific was, I feel like, so beneficial to my character and my personal development because I learned so much independence and I learned to not rely on other people. I feel like growing up, I was always seen as like, oh, Fernanda, she needs help. She lost her. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in the day? You may say go for a run, read a book, cook an extra meal, call a friend. Sometimes you can feel overwhelmed with the amount of things to do, and other times we're wishing that we just simply had more time. If you're currently struggling to figure out the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule, it's key to know what is actually most important to you. Sometimes that can be a daunting question, but therapy can help you find out what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy can be an open space for you to talk to someone else, tell them what's going on in your mind, and truly learn more about yourself. You can learn about what you like, what you don't like, how to use your time, and can even be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it's not just for people who have experienced major trauma. If any of this rings a bell to you or feels like something that you could benefit from, or you're even just thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. The thing with BetterHelp is that it is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you need to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and if you choose to, you are able to switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/abetteryou to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/abetteryou.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
phone. She doesn't know where she's going. Let's hold her passport. And I was so used to having that identity attached to my name that I was just this little foolish girl who always got lost, who always made mistakes, who was like not responsible and couldn't take care of herself. And that kind of identity, I feel like really put me in a box and made me not want to do things on my own because I had those fears instilled in me. When it finally came to that time to solo travel, I realized so much about myself and about how capable I am to doing things that I thought I could never do. Going through the airport alone without having to ask any questions, without getting lost, being able to keep all my belongings together and just go to professional situations or like business things and feel like I belong there, as well as just traveling through the city and exploring the city by myself. I feel like that was even such a big step for me because I was so scaredy cat before. Obviously, it still depends on where you're traveling to or what city you're in, but I feel like traveling alone in a city made me not so scared of being alone in crowded places and just knowing that like if something was to happen, I would know what to do in that situation. And the last subtitle within traveling is traveling with friends and new people. It was a little bit outside of my comfort zone to travel with someone that I had never traveled before. And after doing it for the first time, I was a little bit scared for the times moving forward because you really don't know someone until you're living with them or staying with them. And I feel like staying with someone that you don't know that well, not only teaches you a lot about them, but it teaches you a lot about yourself and who you are. I feel like traveling with other people has solidified what I think about myself, or even just the habits that I have or the routines that I have. And I feel like it's really made me know myself and what my patterns are and how I react to situations, how adaptable I am, just so many reasons. And on the flip side to all of these reasons and all of the traveling, I feel like if I hadn't done all these things, I would just have significantly less perspective because I feel like a lot of these situations involved me to meet so many new people and have so many conversations that I wouldn't have had otherwise. Going off of meeting new people and just bonding with people, I feel like another way that I've gotten outside of my comfort zone and it has changed me for the better is going on like friend blind dates. I really do see every stranger as a potential friend, and I haven't done this as much recently, but I used to always like DM people and just be like, do you want to hang out? And it would kind of feel like a blind date, honestly, because you don't know if you're going to like each other, which could be really anxiety inducing. And I feel like I used to even be really shy when I was younger, so it's probably something that I wouldn't have done before. But meeting new people, messaging them, asking to hang out has made my social skills improve by a landslide. I feel like now I could talk to anyone, be placed in a room with anyone, and leave knowing that we are going to be friends or that we could have a potential connection there. And honestly, having good connections, having a good network is so important. Even if it's in your job or just you're trying to move around a new city, the more that you can meet people and make friends with them, it can benefit you in so many ways that you hadn't even thought about. So if I hadn't put myself out there and made these awkward friendship dates, I wouldn't have the long-lasting friendships that I do now, the connections that I do now, or even the network. The next example I have for you is the fact that I put myself on social media. This is a huge way, obviously, to step outside of your comfort zone because I used to be so nervous to do this, and it was something that I had wanted to do for so long. I always wanted to be a YouTuber. I always wanted to share my life, and I was so nervous because I was scared of other people's judgment. I was scared if they would like my true personality. I was scared if I was going to put myself out there and if I got perceived and people didn't like it, etc., etc. There's honestly so many reasons why putting yourself out there would seem like the wrong option or the hard option or the option that is least desirable, because I think it literally is the opposite of having that safe feeling around you and that little bubble of not being perceived. But putting myself out there on the internet and stepping out of my own way made me have literally a full-time job, a full-time career, made me be financially free by the age of like 19, moving out alone, etc., etc. There's so many reasons for why I could owe my life to putting myself online. And not only for me, but so many other people have experienced this kind of luck as well. And hopefully you listening to this right now gives you some sort of inspiration to even put yourself out online if you want to, because I feel like that's another thing that I really enjoy doing, and that is inspiring people to become content creators or to share their creativity or their personality online, because I know how much it has benefited me. And I truly do believe that if you have it, you know you have it, you have that spark, then it is just a matter of time and a matter of people seeing you that will make you like flourish into this person that you were meant to be or have this lifestyle that you were meant to have. It was definitely difficult for me to show my full authentic self and to just feel like the veil has been dropped and just fully be transparent with the camera and the people online. And not only in YouTube videos or on Instagram or TikTok where I feel like I have shown my true self, but even through this podcast, I had done half the work putting myself out online before, but the other half was done when I started this podcast because it is so much more intimate and you really are expressing your thoughts and people get to know who you are as like a person because you're talking honestly for 40 minutes or 50 minutes every single week. I was definitely nervous when starting this podcast, and I think I've said this before, but like even just having my friends and family hear more of my thoughts feels really raw and like vulnerable. But again, literally going on this panel even, or seeing this full circle moment with the podcast and all of the new exciting things that are gonna happen with the podcast has made me feel really grateful that I had even started this in the first place. And honestly, before I started this podcast, I was feeling a little stagnant. I was feeling a little bit like I was in my comfort zone, like I was doing things that I knew how to do. And I had honestly really mastered it. I had just reached 1 million subscribers at the time when I decided to think about starting a podcast. Starting on a new platform, trying something new, teaching yourself is completely foreign to you at the time. But if you stick with it, so much can come out of it. And trying something new like creating this podcast really did benefit me in so many ways, not only professionally, but I feel like as an individual, I have learned so many skills that I don't think I could have taught myself or learned a different way. Another way that I think I have changed a lot through my actions is by doing things that scare me and that actually get crossed off my bucket list. For example, going bungee jumping, going skydiving, doing public speaking, flying alone, all of those things that are on your bucket list that you think one day you're gonna do and you don't actually end up doing them because if you don't have them actually in a plan, they will literally just stay on your list and not get done. But doing those things that scare me has really opened myself up to having these crazy experiences that are so once in a lifetime that when I am on my deathbed, hopefully a very long time from now, I will be able to look back and have such rich core memories. Also, side note, if you haven't made a bucket list, I highly recommend you doing one because why is it so fun and why have I not made one in a while? I feel like it is scientifically proven somewhere that when you write something down and it's like something that you want to do, those situations and opportunities just like come into your life because you kind of already put it out into the universe. So if you haven't already made a bucket list for 2024, I think you should make one. And if not, make one for the spring, make one for the summer, and set the intentions out there for the things that you want to experience or the memories that you want to create because they will come to you so much faster. And again, doing things that scare you will make you jump over that fear. And for me, my last example for a way that I have stepped outside of my comfort zone is putting myself out there, I feel like visually. I don't know if that makes sense, but doing red carpets, being on camera a lot, doing photo shoots has made me so much more comfortable with being in front of a camera and being perceived by a large amount of people. So much more than when I just used to take photos like with my mom on a parking lot, if that makes sense. There is such a fear that comes with putting yourself out there like that or being on camera because you're scared of being judged, you are being scared of what you look like, and it honestly just comes down to practice and being comfortable in those situations. There has even been times where I have booked photo shoots for literally no purpose other than getting practice in front of being a camera, and sometimes it's embarrassing. Sometimes it is humbling. You look back at these photos and you're like, why did I just do that to myself? But with every stride, you are progressing and you are making some movement there. And so that was my, I guess, purpose when I want to be in front of the camera or want to be in those situations, because I genuinely feel like it does help me as a person grow and just be able to do these things in the future without any sort of resistance. So I'm done giving my examples. Those are ways that I have stepped outside of my comfort zone and I feel like I have gotten so much reward out of them. If any of those examples resonated with you, or you're listening to me speak on them and you're like, I could definitely use some more of that, or I could definitely get better at that skill, definitely take some of those examples that I said and put them to good use and try to actually do them because it will help you so much. And I feel like no matter what your job is or no matter where you're going in life, it could be beneficial to you. The other thing that comes with stepping outside of your comfort zone and actually doing what you said you're gonna do and doing it well is that you will have such an increased level of confidence. Even if you feel like you're not the most confident person in the world, I'm sure you can look back on your past before those new things happened and just see the change in yourself and think like, I used to be so insecure in these certain situations, or I used to not be able to handle these situations with grace. I can definitely speak for myself when I say that doing all these crazy things that I had never expected before has only made me become better at doing them in the future and more equipped. Even if the first time I did it, it was like embarrassing or I didn't do it that well. I've gained so much confidence in who I am as a person, and it just makes navigating everyday life so much easier. One thing that I saw in a YouTube video that I really wanted to point out or make note of is a creator called Unjaded Jade made a video on how she expanded her comfort zone. And I just want to talk about this, this idea a little bit, because I thought this was really important or really interesting. Basically, she was saying, see what your comfort zone is right now and see if there's any way that you can grow it. She was saying that when she was 12 years old, she was super afraid to talk to boys. When she was 14 years old, now she could talk to boys, but she was super scared of driving. Then when she was 16 years old, she could drive, she could talk to boys, but she was super nervous about getting into college. Maybe at 20, she could do all those things, and now her new fear was getting a job. So as you age or as time passes on, your comfort zone or what you're afraid of is always changing. And she also said that your comfort zone, scientifically speaking, is your behaviors and activities which formulate a consistent routine. So having that said, I feel like that really makes me look within and think, like, what is my current routine? Say, for example, traveling alone, that is my new normal. That is my new baseline for what I'm comfortable with. And that is my new comfort zone. But maybe living somewhere else is out of my comfort zone. So having that distinction or knowing exactly where those boundaries are is super important to note so that you can see where you need to adjust or what you want to change. I also do think it's important to note where these boundaries lie, because some of it can be in your bad habits. There are times where I hand things in late, or I procrastinate, or I wait for things to be done at the very last minute. And I, you know, can always think to myself, I wonder why I do that. I wonder why I wait till the last moment. But if I think about it, it must be that my comfort lies within doing things at the very end. Literally outside of my comfort zone is doing something 3 days before, handing something in on time, being extremely early. That is literally outside of my comfort zone, because that is not the behavior that I display on a consistent basis. And that is super awkward to realize that, like, you're literally comfortable doing your bad habits. But anyways, I say this because I think that is a thought or food for thought for you to think about the bad habits that you have or the habits that you have in general, and recognize what is in your comfort zone and what is outside of your comfort zone. Maybe your comfort zone is eating a certain amount of junk food every single week, and outside of your comfort zone would be eating healthy. Maybe inside of your comfort zone is not working out, and outside would be to hit 10,000 steps a day. It literally can be those tiny little things that you are not comfortable with that are literally hindering you from overcoming your fears, building resilience, having opportunities for success, having that enhanced confidence, learning new things, developing into a new blossomed version of you, or even reaching that ultimate personal growth to become the best version of yourself. Some little ways that you can incorporate change into your days and just incrementally, I think that may be the word, step outside of your comfort zone is even doing things like trying new food. There's so many people out there that are extremely picky, and even trying a new type of cuisine feels out of their comfort zone. And doing things like that will just make you so much more open-minded and just expand your palate so that those bigger things are actually easier for you to step over and jump over. It could also be taking a different route to work or to school or to wherever you need to go. Maybe you take the more scenic route. Maybe you take the faster route. Just doing something that you don't do on the daily to switch things up will maybe give you some new experiences. Or maybe it could even be getting to those places in a different form. For example, biking there, or walking there, or skateboarding there. One thought that comes to my mind right now is if I ever go to New York again and I choose to take city bikes, that is something that is definitely outside of my comfort zone, but could probably bring me so much joy and new memories, and would probably make me get to certain places faster than walking or taking the train or taking an Uber. So that is something that I should probably step outside of my comfort zone to do, because it would benefit me in so many ways. Another little everyday way that you can inspire change is to try a new hobby, something that you've never done before, and it could even be something that you're going to be bad at first. It could be pulling out your old art supplies, maybe painting, maybe building something out of clay, or learning how to knit. Literally just those little hobbies like that could be something that is anxiety inducing when you first think about it, because you've never done something like that. And as for big ways you can step outside of your comfort zone, maybe it is changing professions or changing careers or getting a new job. I think, again, sometimes we may stay stagnant in certain jobs, even if we know that we are not benefiting from it, or maybe we don't like it. Maybe we're just comfortable in it and it's become too easy for us. But if you have the option to, or maybe you want to change your job, it's not necessarily the worst option to consider. There is probably so many ways that you can benefit from trying something new, and maybe this new thing that you're scared of will actually be the best new thing that you've been waiting for, or the thing that you've been longing for. Or this could even be starting a new passion project. It may be hard at first and it may be scary, but it could be so rewarding if it does go well. If you have that passion still built inside you and you're inspired by your own creativity, you may never know where it could take you. But anyways, as we leave this episode, I hope that this inspired you to change something up in your day and to just do something that you don't normally do. There is so much growth to be found outside of your comfort zone. And there is a quote that says that your life actually begins at the end of your comfort zone. So having that said, it's making me want to go do something that I haven't done today. The most important thing that we can do is get comfortable being uncomfortable, because change is the only thing that's permanent, or the only thing that's consistent, and that is something that I live by. So daily, do things that you are not comfortable with. You will grow so much from it. You will benefit so much from it, and it will just enrich your life and make you so much happier, because you are developing core memories and skills every single day that you would not have otherwise. Let me know, DM me, comment, do whatever you want, but reach out to me and tell me how you're going to step outside of your comfort zone and how you're actively going to make that happen, because I'm curious. And I guess for you guys, to tell you what I'm going to do moving forward is I'm going to step outside of my comfort zone in the next month while I live in LA to challenge myself to ask people to hang out that I normally wouldn't hang out with. I'm going to say yes to all the things that get thrown my way. I'm going to create opportunities for myself, because I know that I will grow so much from it, even if it doesn't go 100% how I want it to go. Even in the worst case scenario, I will probably benefit in some way or another. And yeah, I'm just going to try to be the best version of myself while I'm here. Since I am staying with roomies, which is outside of my comfort zone, not gonna lie, I am going to learn how to build routine, cook for others, clean after myself, be a good roommate. And, you know, I think that there's going to be so much growth coming out of this month living in LA. So that is my piece exiting this episode. And since it's the beginning of April, I hope you guys have a blessed month. Let's all say it together. April's going to be a great month. We are divinely protected. I am manifesting for each and every one of you to have opportunities be thrown at you, only good ones. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you next week. I love you.